No, it doesn't mean anything.
Well,
no.
Wednesday.
Yeah. I might start both of them. I'm not sure what we're going to do. That'll depend on Robert and the other guy. I mean, it's like this whole thing is like a domino. If Robert can't go, then we have to discuss whether we're going to start Nick or Kurt at five. You know, so if Robert can go, then we got to go. We're back to the Wheezy Nick thing. So, and we're just, you know, it. I don't. I mean, I'm sure in one sense they'd like to know, but you know, we play it both ways every day. So it's going to take us a while to settle on, particularly if Robert's unable to go for a while. I mean, we'll be back playing like we did last week with a smaller team one night and a bigger team the other night.
So. Are you comfortable where your team is defensively to start the season?
No, far from it. No, we're not a good defensive team at all. We've made a little bit of progress in field goal percentage defense, but points were terrible. You know, part of that is, again, the answer to your question is no, but it's a little more comp. We're giving up a lot of points. Part of that is because we're scoring a lot of points, and the tempo we're playing at is creating more possessions in the game. It's possible for us to give up a lot more points than I might have said I'd be comfortable giving up, and I'll still be halfway decent defensively because our field goal percentage D is good and our defensive rebounding is good, and you know, and we're playing well defensively. We're not doing any of those things well yet. I mean, we're certainly better field goal percentage than we were earlier, but nowhere near where we were. We're better offensively right now than we are defensively.
How about player-wise? Are there one or two players that have shown you a lot defensively in camp?
No. Not at all.
Can you talk about the expectations you had 3 weeks ago? Where did you meet those in camp, and where have you maybe fallen short? The team's fallen short for me.
I didn't have expectations because it was impossible to foresee, you know, how far we could get or how fast we could get there. The expectation that has been met, if you want to put it that way, is their effort. I mean, our guys have worked hard basically every day. I mean, you don't practice. Don't get an A for practice every day, but for the most part, they've been really good. Their effort's been really good. Their enthusiasm's been good. They've bought into what we're trying to do. Having said that, we're nowhere near where we need to be just talking about defense, but just in general. We're not playing very well right now, but I don't know that we could be playing a lot better. They're doing, you know, they're working hard, so that's all we could ask them to do. The other concern is we're not a heck of a lot closer into settling on a full-time playing rotation where we got 8 or 9 guys or 9 or 10 guys that know they're going to play game in and game out, and then they can start getting better as a unit, and we can start establishing a little more continuity. As we tightened up the rotation in the last week, the last 3 games was easily the best we played in the preseason, but it's still nowhere near where we need to be. And you know, A, because of the injuries, and B, because of depth and close to equality at a couple positions, it's made it hard to settle on that. I think unlike the preseason now, wins and losses matter, and the evaluations will be quicker and more valid now. Plus, we're going to be playing against frontline guys more than we were playing. So I think in terms of establishing a rotation, hopefully some people will separate themselves from others by how they're playing in games and by what kind of results we're getting and by how they're performing against the frontline people. I mean, it's to the point now where a lot of the rookies, a lot of the free agents, and a lot of the, you know, guys